learned the Texas Pledge of Allegiance in English and Spanish in fourth grade.
Wow. Spanish, go.
This is going to be tough. Sorry, just
you
close your ears.
You said it.
Andremos, hapendero de Tejas, de pimento, de ta, uno y indivisible.
As a person that speaks Spanish, I got none of that.
La Beatitudes! Oh, yeah! Somehow the Beatitudes has been transformed. We are on location at DCYC, which stands for Something D Youth Something Something.
Nailed
conference.
It.
Youth Nailed Conference.
It. That's it.
Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference.
Not Diaconate.
Nope. Not Dallas.
Got nope. it. Okay, we are transforming this show in this very conference. I mean, we're already a worldwide phenom for men looking to grow in humor and holiness and follow their walk with the Lord as they take the faith seriously, but not themselves. But somehow we keep throwing on women.
So we're getting hijacked.
Yeah, we're about to meet an incredible woman who's not even from Texas. So
no, what?
I wore this shirt to welcome her.
big mistake.
This is how we dress. My name's Jeff Schuffelbein. I love Texas. I'm joined by Paul Kolker.
Howdy, howdy. I also love Texas.
And Nick Besner.
I learned the Texas Pledge of Allegiance in English and Spanish in fourth grade.
Wow. Spanish, go.
This is going to be tough. Sorry, just
you
close your ears.
You said it.
Andremos, hapendero de Tejas, de pimento, de ta, de uno y indivisible.
As a person that speaks Spanish, I got none of that.
Indivisible? Oh, come on, indivisible.
That's awesome. BNHO.
That's just initials, right?
No, that means well done.
Oh, BNHO. Oh, no. BN.
Not BN.
Got it. My dad worked for Burlington Northern growing up, so I have all this like Burlington BN stuff, and my kids call it Burlington and Northern. So I can't speak cool. right. So listen, welcome to the show for Christian men and all over the women. World, and dudettes, Mari Pablo.
And here I am. Thank you so much for having me.
What are you doing
And I
in
also
Dallas?
Love Texas.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It works out.
We should switch blouses.
I don't know. Like, that's like another extent, you know?
If we came back from the break and I'm wearing like this purple, soft, like,
it
pattern.
Is soft.
It
You're
looks
right.
really comfortable.
It is. I'm all about comfort.
Ridiculous.
I'm trying to make our female guest feel welcomed by being just very normal.
Yeah, and you're
normal. I do. I feel very welcome. And you seem very normal. Not really. But it's going to be
yeah,
awesome.
I was going to say, you're a terrible liar.
I know.
Yeah, nobody believes you. What are you doing in Dallas? You're part of this conference, right?
I am. I'll be speaking here this weekend.
My goodness. What are you speaking about?
This weekend specifically?
Sure.
We're talking about the Eucharist, you know? And resurrection, because Jesus died and came back from the dead, which is pretty epic. So we're talking about that.
Mm-hmm. You
no
fly
deal.
In from Florida to do this. We got to back way yeah. up. Who are you?
Yeah, good point. Good point. So I'm Mari Pablo. I am live in Miami, but I'm Dominican and Palestinian, which I think is a really cool mix.
Awesome.
And pretty much grew up Catholic, got into speaking, was a teacher for 8 years after being a youth minister. I taught morality and sacraments to juniors in high school in Miami.
Amazing.
That's as epic and entertaining as you think it is.
Yeah.
And
you
yeah.
should write that book.
Oh, it's been very, very fun
it's a work
times.
In progress.
Just think of like every controversial subject you could possibly think of. That was my class.
And then have teenagers try to ask questions.
Yeah.
yeah.
Every
in
chapter
Miami,
just starts
which is
off.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. And then I just travel speaking, and I work for a company called Evangelical Catholic, helping other people go out and talk about Jesus. The
awesome.
End.
The end.
I love Miami.
Did Have my you been there?
Did my bachelor party there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
It's great.
I'm just
this is like floating okay. the river in Texas. People are throwing us
yes.
little packages.
Gummy bears. Inside gummy jokes.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears for everybody who doesn't follow the Beatitudes religiously. Is what Paul enjoys if he's getting ready to go on stage and he needs a little bit of energy boost for his improv comedy. And you showed up and you gave us some.
I know. I thought that was a Holy Spirit moment right there. That's pretty
I guarantee you.
We just got it live.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sounds nasty when people listen to this and we're all munching on them. Hey, who's behind Evangelical Catholic? Who started that organization?
So the president right now is Jason Simon.
Mm.
And he was like a member of it first and then it kind of just...
There's a lot of you.
Yeah. There's like 20-something.
Speakers, yes. What do y'all do? What's that apostolate look like?
So pretty much we help other people start apostolates.
Mm.
Yeah. We train the laity to, this is going to sound so funny, to just go out and be Catholic, which is to go out and do what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, unfortunately, we need
that
training.
Time doing that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, you
got to
learn it somewhere at some point.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty fun. It's
what do you find is the biggest couple of hurdles for people going from I say I'm Catholic and culturally I would acknowledge myself as Catholic to being Catholic? What's the block there?
They think it's just a part of their culture. That's about the biggest block. I mean, once you have a relationship with the Lord, I think everything else follows. But if you just think of it as something that, you know, a nice tradition that your parents put on you, it's not going to do much to your life personally, right? I think that's the biggest thing, especially coming, I mean, I'm Hispanic. Most Hispanics are just culturally Catholic. So they got Mary and Jesus all up in their homes, but not really in their hearts. Ooh. And it's kind of a hard thing, you know?
Got to be active with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then how do you help people to break that down, like Jesus leaving the wall and going through those walls of that penetrating soul part?
I think that's a big thing, like bringing Jesus to their level and, hey, God knows you specifically and loves you specifically and wants a relationship with you specifically with all your issues and all your drama and all your questions and doubts, you know? So, yeah. I also studied psychology, so there's a lot of, sometimes because of our woundedness, it's kind of hard to accept that, right? But
how'd you grow up? First of all, you said Dominican, you said Palestinian, mm-hmm. you said Miami, you mm-hmm. said, I mean, you got a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow up in Florida?
Yes.
And, okay, grew up culturally Catholic or all in Catholic?
All in Catholic. My parents are actually, they founded, they were part of a community called La Comunidad Siervo de Cristo Vivo. You got that right?
Yeah. You want me to say it to you?
Yeah, yeah. Go.
Let's talk later.
Okay, go. It's called the Community Servants of Living Christ.
Tom.
And the founder
of the
whole...
It's like an evangelical
community. I was just about to
It is. It's very charismatic. Mm-hmm. Our founder, Padre Minero Tardif, is actually a servant of God on the way to be a saint.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, super epic.
Super cool.
And so they were a part of NDR, and when we moved to America, they started in America. So I grew up going to conferences with like thousands of people, and the priest, the founder, and my father on the altar, like on stage saying, and now there's someone in a wheelchair that is going to get up and start walking. And they would get up and start walking.
Right.
Like people blind would just start seeing. You know the miracles in the Bible? Yeah, they still happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up seeing them. But
wow.
I was like the preacher's kid. So it was good and bad because it was like my parents' thing, you know?
Did you revolt on that or did you push off on it when you were growing up?
A little bit.
No?
Yeah, a little bit. It's just a lot of pressure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Like you are the daughter of Ingrid Alfredo Pablo and like you must be perfect and we're not.
I have seven kids. I'm trying to do very little in my life so that my kids have no pressure.
That's
the
spirit.
That is a great way of seeing it.
Your dad doesn't seem to care about much or try very hard.
Pressure's off.
That's awesome.
You do it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty great.
Okay, so have you done the DCYC conference before?
Okay, fun fact. I was here 4 years ago.
Mm.
I was the host at DCYC. This was the last event I did before the
pre-COVID.
World shut down.
Yeah.
And COVID. So it's a special place in my heart because I remember it fondly. I remember, I would think in COVID times, I remember when I was in a room with like 1,000 people. That was
mm-hmm.
nice. Yes.
Little,
so I have been here.
As a speaker and...
So what did you do in those couple of intervening years? Like, what did you pivot towards, and how did you?
Well, I was teaching at the time.
Okay.
So I went into online Zoom classes, which was the worst. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I hated every second of it. I love them. I just missed them, and I wanted to be with them in person, you know?
Yeah.
Zoom life is
really special that during online classes for fourth graders, how all the parents got to listen to the teacher speak and text them about what they were doing wrong.
Mm.
That was a really neat evolution mm-hmm. in education.
I can see that.
Yeah, how many texts did you get?
I taught juniors in high school.
Okay.
They were practically adults. I got none. I was excited if there was a parent because I was like, great, an opportunity for you to encounter something.
Yeah, maybe teach you something.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I was... on a school board. I'm still on that school board, but I was on the school board, and so I got to hear and see all the stuff that just makes zero sense.
Mm-hmm.
A classroom exists so that you're not there
mm-hmm.
if you're somebody's parent and it's kindergarten and somebody gets something wrong or somebody acts up. Like, it's the weirdest thing to be parenting everybody. Of course, we had to all share computers and desk space, and that was a joke. That was a joke.
What a time to be alive.
And it's over now, thank God.
And you're back.
And I'm back, and it's so good to be here. I love Dallas. I come here pretty often for work, so it's a spot. You know?
If we were to drive and go have lunch with you right now, what would we jam out in the car?
Ooh, depends the day and the mood.
Let's go one that's like, very like religious and one that's very not religious. Well,
okay,
like not
so
religious, but
I have like a throwback playlist.
Yeah, you're at the 80s.
And a lot of it is like R&B, hip hop, like Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean. Like
ready
actually,
or not,
yes,
here I come.
You can hide. I wanna
find you.
That Killing was Me Softly is like my karaoke song.
Wow.
It's just, I mean, I sound horrible, but that's the beauty of karaoke.
Strumming
I get upset.
My pain with this.
Let's talk about this. Yeah. I get upset when people aren't karaoke who can actually sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why are you here?
Yeah, they think it's American Idol or something.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but
so it's time for me who sound horrible to shine.
My time. It's my time.
Yeah. So
what did you ever like, don't go chasing waterfalls, please stick to the rivers and
I
lakes.
I do love TLC.
Yeah.
And I actually do love waterfalls.
That's one of my favorite pieces of advice to give to young women.
Chase them.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Don't do it.
And then I tell them no scrubs. And I mean, after that, like, we're good.
So those are all epic songs.
They
I'm
don't
just
tend
saying.
To go into nursing after he talks.
No scrubs.
No scrubs.
It's dumb. That was dumb. We
that
can
was
move
such
on.
A dad joke. It was fantastic.
It we're full of them mm-hmm. and it. So, hey, we're giving away Crogs. If you know anybody who's at the conference and they'll subscribe to the show on YouTube and put their name in there, they can get their own pair when we pull their names of. This is a special shoe that the Russians modeled after what the Halish do. They carve shoes out of trees. And then they put holes in them, and you're supposed to paint them your special way. Mm. It's called a crog.
Mm. How Russian. Many of these do you have here?
There's another one.
Just so one pair. So just one pair. You made yep. it sound like everyone was going to get one,
no.
and I was
no,
kind
no,
of
no,
excited
no.
about it.
Everyone has a chance at getting
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah. Gentian, though. Okay, yeah. I understand.
If you subscribe right now, you'd win.
Yeah, actually, that is
you would
a
have
fact.
One chance.
That yeah. would be really cool.
Yeah,
we would call you while you're on stage and deliver your Crogs, and you could finish your talk wearing them.
I was about to say, imagine walking around in these, like, this is...
Yeah.
You want to get people's attention.
I mean, I
it's
would.
Like, it's like a stale loaf of bread.
It is.
I mean, yeah, it's a look.
Can I put a thought in your brain about the Eucharist?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so...
I don't know how we got there, coming. But... Me neither. Oh, bread. Stale bread. Was
I guess,
that it?
Was that the tie-in?
Nope.
Guys, nobody knows what's going on in there.
Nope.
Don't ask. Hey, when you do that, this is what I hear.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was loud, huh? So, forever I heard, the Eucharist is the source and summit. And just like being culturally Catholic, there's something about those words flowing together that's just an alliteration. Like, it literally loses its...
Mm. Yeah.
But when they got broken apart for me and somebody said, the Eucharist is the source of our faith,
mm-hmm.
period. And then they also said, the Eucharist is the summit of our faith.
Mm.
Now I was like, oh, they're different things. They're not the source and summit, the playbook, the missile, the source and summit, the thing, mm-hmm. right? They are the source. It is the source, yeah. period. So anyways, maybe tonight you'd be like, I was on this show with some shoes and some dudes and some gummy bears, and I just got a Holy
Texas
Spirit.
Gummies,
yeah, the Texas gummy bears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And your question there, Jeff? Was
I'm just inspiring her.
Oh, okay.
The Holy Spirit told me to
it.
Say this. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Do you want to play a game?
Sure.
Okay.
This game is called Blessed Are the Joke Makers.
It got super
oh,
quiet in
For
here.
They shall inherit the points.
It's
like the programming started or something.
Right? Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, that's
could
so
be.
Fun.
Blessed Are the Joke Makers. How many
Blessed
points?
Blessed Are the Joke Makers. This is going to be 87 points.
Okay. You know what? Thank you. I actually like odd numbers.
Oh,
so that
welcome.
Was great.
Just for you. I knew that.
Thank
Butter
you.
It up.
Yeah.
Well, and the way this works is we have a character card and a Catholic card game card, and we have to answer the Catholic card game prompt. As this character.
Oh, gosh.
You're the judge.
You just get to judge.
Oh, thank God.
You're judging three people.
No, yeah.
Whatever tickles your fancy.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
You're awarding the whole points.
All the points to one person.
Do I give, is this the prize?
Could be,
okay,
but
cool.
It's not.
I'm going to make it work. I just want to hold it.
Yeah, you can hand that to the person you deliver the points.
Great.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm excited.
It's a symbol
yes.
of the points.
Awesome.
All right. And
Crog
so
ceremony.
The character is, as a rebellious teenager, we have to answer the prompt, St. Nicholas brought blank to kids for Christmas for the first time.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. Miss Mari Pablo. Teacher. Teacher. Oh. I was going to play off the whole thing of her being a teacher, yeah, and I just lost it.
That was not good.
St. Nicholas. I'm done.
Hey, miss. You know, Christmas came around the other day. I thought I was going to get something cool. But, you know, I guess I've been bad this year, and all I got was a lump of coal.
That's all I got. Very rebellious.
St. Nicholas is normally celebrated on December 6th, so he was being rebellious by doing this on Christmas for the first time, but he showed up and he brought spit wads, and I'm going to use that when we're talking about, like, difficult faith and morals topics in your class.
I think I know.
These are all horrible.
We agree with you.
This is a weird prop.
This one doesn't make sense to me.
It's a tough one. That happens sometimes.
You can actually just...
Out of the three, I'd have to go for you.
Oh, thank you.
Because you finished it.
Yeah, because you didn't quit.
You didn't stop. Sometimes it's a war of attrition out here.
You know, fortitude is a big part of our show.
I see it.
Why are you still talking? It's kind of the other version of it.
All right. I knew I was going to stop him and be like, oh, that was it. Yeah, that was it. That's all I got.
Mario, are you familiar with Sacrilegious, the company?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so
I have a few.
Good. Well, mm-hmm. I think I'm about to surprise you, because as being our celebrity guest judge of the worst we've ever done, you're going to get your own pair of Sacrilegious socks, but these are limited edition, only now available for the first time ever at DCYC.
They're what I think it is. I'm going to be so excited.
You're getting Dave Moore socks.
They are. I so wanted a pair of these. I mean, come on. Look at that face.
Right. Look at that face.
The bearded
it's just
logo.
So
you
epic.
Ever wanted a beard on your ankle?
I do. That sounds so weird, but now it's my chance. I will be kind.
The
be
Beatitudes kind and Beatitudettes out there can get their own Sacrilegious socks by going to sacrilegious.com/beatitudes for 10% off. We're going to play Dave Moore's wife, Lauren, singing a really great Beatitude song just to pump us up as we finish out the last part of this episode.
Stop what you're doing and listen to the Beatitudes.
Now what do you think of us?
We have really good branding.
I am speechless. That was awesome. Just not what you expect.
Nah.
No, that's the whole thing.
Mm, mm-hmm.
What did you expect?
Not that.
Not that.
Just not that.
All right. Now we're going to bring it back to just taking us home here. People are going to get a chance to hear from you here and as you travel around. What is a message that you want the Beatitudes listeners that are going to live on in infamy in this episode on YouTube and all the other things where they play podcasts? What is a message you want people to know about truly knowing and loving the person Jesus, or an inspiration that you could bring that the Holy Spirit has brought to you, maybe while you were sitting here with three dudes that have characters of themselves behind the table, the tiniest table.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord sees you, he knows you, and he loves you. And there's nothing that you could do to change that. And like, he wants to meet you wherever you're at. The end.
The end.
The end.
Oh, beautiful. Great. Simple, beautiful, wonderful.
And you got your socks. And
possibly a clog, whatever that is.
Krog.
Well,
Krog.
He called it a crog on accident one time, so now.
Oh, is it actually a clog?
It is a
Thank
clog.
Thank you. It's like, man, I've been saying that wrong my whole life.
No, we did. You had it right.
Jeff did once on an episode, and it just kind of stuck.
I love it.
People were shipping them in from all over the one place on Fiverr. So, listen, Jesus does know you and love you and want a relationship with all of you. And for those of you who are seekers, who are people that have left the faith, people who've only been culturally into their faith, or someone who just knows there's got to be more than what you're facing every day, that their answer is out there somewhere and everything you've been trying and doing is not it, we ask you to just find your relationship with Jesus and you will find comfort there. And for the rest of you, we will find you
in the Eucharist.
God bless you, Mari.
Thanks for tuning in. If you'd like to join us at our undersized table, subscribe to the video version of the show on YouTube by typing at, that's the symbol at, so shift and two on your keyboard, at the _ Beatitudes on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.